I was a bit taken aback by the reaction, because I think the point I made is somewhat logical. You don't unite an island without uniting a people, and without people getting to know each other better. And the facts back up my argument that the reality is, if you take student mobility, something I would have had a responsibility for up till a week ago, we've seen a very significant reduction in the number of students from the north coming to the south, and the number of students from the south coming to the north. That's one example. What I basically said yesterday, and it's always very irritating to, you know, when somebody takes one line and doesn't take the full context, what I said yesterday is, we need to get to know each other better. We need to cooperate more. We need to have more education on an all-island basis, more healthcare on an all-island basis. I would have thought, if people were being a little less partisan, a little less tribal, and a little more constructive, I would have thought that's something we can all agree with. Because whether you wish to talk about a shared island, whether you wish to talk about a united Ireland, the reality of the situation is, we need to get to know each other better.